housing. Liberal Democrats know that a home is a necessity and the base on which people build their lives. So we will ensure that everyone can access housing that meets their needs. Yet in Britain today, too many people cannot afford to buy or rent a home of good quality where they live. Too many people live in housing so poor it damages their health. Government house building targets are regularly missed, and the shortage of affordable and social housing is at crisis point. Newly built homes are often energy inefficient and environmentally unfriendly. Too many new houses are built as leasehold, and leaseholders still face large bills, not least because of the building safety scandal. Homelessness remains shamefully high. Local authorities' powers to build the kind of homes needed in their areas are inadequate. Liberal Democrats are committed to tackling these housing failures head-on by increasing building of new homes to 380,000 a year across the UK, including 150,000 social homes a year through new garden cities and community-led development of cities and towns. Delivering a fair deal for renters by immediately banning no-fault evictions, making three-year tenancies the default, and creating a national register of licensed landlords. Giving local authorities, including national park authorities, the powers to end right to buy in their areas. Ending rough sleeping within the next parliament and immediately scrapping the archaic Vagrancy Act. Abolishing residential leaseholds and capping ground rents to a nominal fee so that everyone has control over their property. In addition, we will build the homes people desperately need with meaningful community engagement by expanding neighbourhood planning across England, building 10 new garden cities, allowing councils to buy land for housing based on current use value rather than on a hope value basis by reforming the Land Compensation Act 1961, properly funding local planning departments to improve planning outcomes and ensure housing is not built in areas of high flood risk without adequate mitigation by allowing local authorities to set their own fees. Encouraging the use of rural exception sites to expand rural housing. Trialling community land auctions to ensure that local communities receive a fair share of the benefits of new development in their areas and to help fund vital local services. Encouraging development of existing brownfield sites with financial incentives and ensuring that affordable and social housing is included in these projects. Introducing use it or lose it planning permission for developers who refuse to build. Putting the construction sector on a sustainable footing by investing in skills, training and new technologies such as modern methods of construction. Ensure that all development has appropriate infrastructure, services and amenities in place, integrating infrastructure and public service delivery into the planning process. Make homes warmer and cheaper to heat with a 10-year emergency upgrade programme and ensure that all new homes are zero carbon as set out in Chapter 5. Remove dangerous cladding from all buildings while ensuring that leaseholders do not have to pay a penny towards it. Help people who cannot afford a deposit to own their own homes by introducing a new rent-to-own model for social housing, where rent payments give tenants an increasing stake in the property, owning it outright after 30 years. End rough sleeping within the next parliament by urgently publishing a cross-Whitehall plan to end all forms of homelessness, exempting groups of homeless people and those at risk of homelessness from the shared accommodation rate, introducing a somewhere safe to stay legal duty to ensure that everyone who is at risk of sleeping rough is provided with emergency accommodation and an assessment of their needs, ensuring sufficient financial resources for local authorities to deliver the Homelessness Reduction Act and provide accommodation for survivors of domestic abuse. Give local authorities new powers to control second homes and short-term lets in their areas, as set out in Chapter 15. Protect the rights of social renters by proactively enforcing clear standards for homes that are socially rented, including strict time limits for repairs, and fully recognising tenant panels so that renters have a voice in landlord governance. Promoted by Liberal Democrats. 1 Vincent Square, SW1P, 2PN.